This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've spent almost any amount of time poking around online, on YouTube specifically, you've likely run across a comedian named Grace Helbig. She was one of the early finders of YouTube fame. She now has almost 3 million subscribers on her channel. She's had a show on E! As well, that is regular television. She also now has her second New York Times bestselling book out. It's called Grace and Style, The Art of Pretending You Have It, wherein she finds the funny about the world of fashion and style. So good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Why write this book?
Why not?
Because you had to write a book? Is that the deal? It's time to write a book. I've done one. I'm going to do another.
I am a female, turns out.
Yes. I can see.
Thank you. And I love beauty and fashion and that whole world. And it's, to me, always been presented in a very ultra-polished, here are rules, here are expectations kind of way. And so I really wanted to write something that took a much more silly approach to fashion and style to just provide some sort of alternative perspective on it.
I'm going to get in trouble for asking this question,
sure,
but so be it. You poke fun at fashion and beauty.
Yes.
But here you are, and you are perfectly coiffed and well-made up and nicely dressed. You got a snappy black leather jacket
Thank you. I like all of this. I like putting on makeup. I like doing my hair. I like buying clothes. I like going shopping. I like all of that. There's a lot that I think doesn't get covered in the world of, like, the effort that goes into it, the trying part. There's always the presentational part where it's like, here's my beautiful makeup done. Here's my beautiful hair done. That I'm always fascinated by the moment of getting to the end result. It's about what's the process like.
Right. How did you learn to do what you do? This YouTube thing and Snapchat thing and being out there while at the same time, as you say in this book and have said in other interviews, you say you're a very private person.
Yeah. I do 100% consider myself an introvert. And I think introvertedness is not as negative as a lot of people kind of associate with it.
No, I'm an introvert too. I totally get that.
Yeah. And so for me, when I wanted to get in the comedy world and get involved in entertainment, it was always a very push and pull experience because putting myself out there and going to auditions and getting rejected was this emotional roller coaster, as it is for a lot of people. And when the internet presented this opportunity to create whatever you wanted in the comfort of your own home and post it, that to me was the most ideal scenario possible. So it was this hobby that I had. Then slowly I considered that my actual job.
Where do you go from here? You know, Time magazine has called you one of the most influential women on the internet, right? So basically on the whole planet.
Yeah.
Do you want to do, I mean, you've moved into TV a little bit. Do you want to do that? Do you want to do like feature films and be Kristen Wiig? I mean, what do you want to do?
There's a lot of avenues. Right now, it's such an experimental time. You know, the idea of what is content? What is a television show? Yeah. Is a Netflix series a television show? Not really. It's not. You don't really watch it on TV necessarily. So people are trying to figure out how to create things that people watch in various ways. So there's a lot of different platforms arising. There's a lot of different content vehicles out there. So I've been able to figure out what this umbrella system is, meaning like, what kind of content could I create for TV or for stage or for film that still feels within the umbrella of audience that would watch my YouTube videos and hopefully reach some other people that might not know that world?
Is it just you thinking this through, or do you have a posse? I mean,
how does
Grace Helbig Incorporated work?
I have a manager and an agent, and primarily, my YouTube videos are still me by myself with my camera. I do a podcast with a friend of mine named Jack Ferry. Mm-hmm. My two close friends who are also content creators, Hannah Hart and Mamrie Hart, we just wrapped a film called Dirty 30 at the end of last year that'll hopefully be out this summer. Hmm. So there's a lot of pots on a lot of stovetops.
You're kind of living and breathing the gig economy here, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. Because I think I started doing improv and started auditioning, I have this innate fear that it could all go away tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I need to have as many pots available to start any sort of meal at any time. But I think that's good too, because right now is such a time to be creative with the way you create content. So I'm really excited to be in that mix.
Grace Helbig, you've heard her and seen her on the internet mostly, TV as well. It's a new book called Grace and Style, The Art of Pretending You Have It. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.